The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the fourth week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The growth of Christianity was not the result of a well-thought-out business plan. It was not merely a series of strategic decisions designed to maximize potential gains with a minimum amount of effort or personnel. The growth of the Church was, and is, a work of the Holy Spirit. This could not be more evident than in apostolic times, when the activity of the Holy Spirit is so pronounced. The first reading from today's Mass, from the 12th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, gives another indication of how hands-on the Holy Spirit was in the first years of the Church. The reading describes how Paul and Barnabas were at prayer with the church in Antioch, where they had been at work for some time. The reading says, "The word of God continued to spread and grow. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.' Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off." In the Creed, we associate the church with the Holy Spirit. In the third part of the Creed, we say, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, etc." The Church was founded by Christ in his call of the apostles, by appointing Peter the rock and foundation of the Church, by the preaching of the gospel, by the institution of the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper, by his passion, death, and resurrection, and by his command to go out to all the nations. On Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles and the other disciples, the Church was made publicly manifest. It was completed. Through the Holy Spirit, the Church received the final spiritual gifts she would need in order to carry out her mission. The Catechism of the Catholic Church puts it this way: so that she can fulfill her mission, the Holy Spirit bestows upon the Church varied hierarchic and charismatic gifts, and in this way directs her. Henceforward, the Church, endowed with the gifts of her founder, and faithfully observing his precepts of charity, humility, and self-denial, receives the mission of proclaiming and establishing among all peoples the kingdom of Christ and of God. And she is on earth the seed and the beginning of that kingdom. The Catechism goes on to invoke an ancient scriptural image, saying that the Church is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is the soul of the Church. We also don't want to overlook the fact that before invoking the Holy Spirit and being able to be receptive to the graces and gifts and inspirations that he was giving, Paul and Barnabas and the Church of Antioch were engaged in prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, these ancient spiritual practices, opens us up to the working of the Holy Spirit. Let's always keep that in mind, so that when we call upon the Holy Spirit, whom we received in baptism, and then with a further strengthening force in our confirmation, we'll always have confidence that it will help us to carry out our share in the mission of the Church. God bless you.